The Christian religion, in its purity, is the basis, or rather the source, of all genuine freedom in government. I'm persuaded that no civil government of a republican form can exist and endure in which the principles of that Christian religion have not a controlling influence. So, it is the loss of the controlling influence of the Christian faith, not in our government, but in we the people. From pulpit to pew, friends, not just the pagans. We, it, by and large, no longer are lovers of the truth. Now here's what the Apostle Paul said about deception. In the book of Thessalonians, talking about the end times, he said that God will give over the people in the end times to deception, so that they will not inherit their desired eternal destiny. And here are the two reasons, he said. Because they love not the truth. In other words, they don't love the truth. Not really. Because if they did, they would do what it says. Secondly, because they take pleasure in unrighteousness. So, they don't love what God loves. They don't hate what God hates. They hate what the culture hates. And they love what the culture loves. And that's where we are. That's why we're in this muddle. And the people that are representing us, even though we don't want to believe this, the people that are representing us in our Congress are elected representatives, and we elected them because we thought they looked like us. And so one has said, we get the representatives we deserve. If we want change we can believe in, then you and I must change. We must become lovers of the truth. So, what is it that Barack Obama, for instance, is in love with? I mean, we got to give credit where credit is due. He is up to the task that he's about. He's not a dummy. As a matter of fact, he's doing an outstanding job of accomplishing exactly what he has set out to do. To deceive. To carry out the Marxist vision of his father, which he explained quite clearly in his book, Dreams from My Father. Notice he didn't say dreams of my father, but dreams from my father. He wrote a book about the dreams that he got from his father. Well, some say he wrote the book. Others say it was Bill Ayers that wrote the book. More characteristic of Bill Ayers. Who was Bill Ayers? A radical socialist Marxist. And I do mean radical. Think about what this means. The most powerful country in the world being governed according to the dreams of a Luo tribesman from Kenya of the 1950s, a polygamist, that is Barack Obama's father, who abandoned his wives, drank himself into stupors, bounced around on iron legs, raged against the world for denying him the realization of his anti-colonial ambitions. A philanderer, inebriated African socialist, now setting this nation's agenda through, you could say, in a spiritual sense, in a political sense, the reincarnations of his dreams in his son. The son is the one who is making it happen. But the son is, as he candidly admits, only living out his father's dream. So, this invisible father now provides the continuing deceptive inspiration, and the son is dutifully getting the job done. In the meantime, we've got Donald Trump. Now, I'm not campaigning here for Donald Trump. But I think it's refreshing, and apparently many other Americans think it's refreshing, that he at least dares to speak the unspeakable. He at least is daring to broach one of the most important issues that we face, and that is whether or not the Constitution of the United States shall stand as the final arbiter of political and civil truth and government and law in this land, other than the Bible. You see, if we're a nation under God, then the Constitution will continue to be interpreted under God. So I hope he continues to press on that issue. It could well be the biggest political scandal in the history of this country, the world. In the meantime, it appears he's using a Social Security number that had been issued to someone else. There's so many things, friends. If you only knew all that I had on this broadcast desk. I'll tell you, we need to pray, and we need to obey. I really want to urge you to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. The Seduction of the Saints, staying pure in a world of deception. And become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Let's repent. Let's be lovers of the truth.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of C.J. Lovick here shortly, but because, of course, he's the gentleman who's put up the website that we carry, and you'll find it on our homepage. It's called The Story of Jesus. It was very interesting. The other evening we had a caller, and he said, well, you know, I agree with you, all the things you talk about, but what are we going to do? I mean, what's the solution? And I simply said, well, we should educate people, but I'm firmly convinced if we don't have a revival in America and people turn back to our Lord, why, we're certainly going to lose this battle. But we need a revival. And he said, well, but he didn't believe in that sort of thing. The God he believed in was a God of love. It was a God of everybody, of all people. All religions were essentially the same. And certainly the God that he believed in was simply a God of love, would never do anything bad to people. And as I talked to him, I realized, of course, he had no real understanding of the scriptures or of the God of the Bible. And this really is the problem that we have today. There's so many people out there who've never really looked into the claims of Christianity. You see, America was founded primarily by Christians as a Christian nation. As John Adams said, our system of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And it's not working today because we've turned against God. This country has turned against God and its teachings. Our schools have been infiltrated. Our churches have been infiltrated. Our seminaries have been infiltrated by the people who hate the God of the Bible. And, of course, they will tell you that the God loves everybody in the world. This is not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is a God that brings punishment to people and nations who've turned against him. And certainly the major problem that we face today, as far as our society is concerned, is that people are not willing to try to find out who Jesus really was. And I think it's the most important question facing you today. Who was this man who called himself Jesus? And, of course, Because he had to be either a lunatic or a liar. He had to be the Lord. I mean, there's no middle way. There's nothing else. And this is the most important question you'll ever ask. And that's why the website that we have now, I'm just so pleased to have it up there. It's the story of Jesus, and with us is C.J. Lovick. And C.J., thank you so very much for being with us tonight. There we go. Hi, C.J., how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And I'm just so happy to have you with us tonight. And for our listeners who do not know too much about you, haven't heard me talk to you before, why did you put up this website at this time in history? Why did you put together this website, the story of Jesus?
I love the question because there's so many great answers to it. My life's goal can be summarized as the pursuit of one question, which can be divided into three sentences. One, what can I do to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ? Two, how may I increase my love and admiration for the Lord of creation, who humbled himself and became a man, in order to live the life I could never live and die the death that I deserved? And number three, how may I improve my testimony in words and deeds so that others will seek out the Savior, be forgiven of all their sins, and spend eternity with him in a state of constant joy and surrounded by God's glory? And so that's the reason.
And of course, basically, the story of Jesus will tell you of his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection.
Yes, it will.
Well, C.J., just pick up the story there. Explain to our listeners what they will find if they go to the website.
Well, you're going to find the harmonized story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But the story is there. It's the greatest story ever told. It's a story that you can read over and over again. If you want to get that into the Word of God and the inspired Word of God, you've got to go to the Holy Scriptures. But this will help you to, in your own mind, to put together the story that's laid out in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John into a sequence and see how it all puts together. None of it's contradictory. It's just that one gospel tells one specific part of the story, another tells another part of the story, and the story of Jesus puts all of the stories together. So, basically, how long has that website been available?
It's been available for about a decade. And further to you, you've made a good point, Dr. Stan. People ask me all the time, why were there four gospels? Why didn't we just have one gospel? Couldn't one person just tell the story of Jesus? And the point is that the Holy Spirit had four points of view that he wanted to get across. For instance, in the Gospel of Matthew, it's written from the Jewish point of view, where the other Gospels speak of the kingdom of God, Matthew, in deference to the Jewish scruples, they have scruples about speaking the divine name, and he uses a substitute expression, the kingdom of heaven. The same author, Matthew, is always turning us aside to show how Jesus fulfilled the Jewish scriptures, or note how Jesus was in opposition to the Jewish leaders. The Gospel of Mark, on the other hand, it's one big drama. In fact, some people say it's connected by ands, and it's one giant sentence. And it emphasizes what Jesus did rather than what he said. And it's fast-paced, and it's written for the Roman sort of mindset. And he gives brief accounts of Jesus' movements, all connected by incidents. Seldom brings his words to a stop. He constantly uses the word and joins all his statements together. So, like I said, it's almost like one big sentence. So he engages the reader's imagination and adds a lot of details that the other Gospels don't have. For example, when Jesus fed the 5,000, it's Mark that tells us that, hey, the grass was green. He gives Jesus' words in the original Aramaic. Now, the Gospel of Luke is written in a very high form of Greek, Hellenistic Greek. Luke was probably the most educated of the Gospel writers. And his is written his Gospel is written to show Jesus in the role of helper and healer. Somebody scorned by the official religion. It's the only gospel which records that Jesus allowed a sinful woman to wash his feet with tears of repentance. And while hanging on the cross, he granted forgiveness to a dying thief. That's Luke. That's unique to Luke. The Gospel of John, the point of view of, and I know that's your favorite gospel, Dr. Stan, the Gospel of John shares little content of the other three gospels, since his chief purpose is to show that Jesus is exalted, that he's the Savior and God. His gospel consists mainly of monologues in which Jesus explains who he is and why he came to earth. And John's style is so distinctive that you recognize almost every line. He favors repetition with slight variation. He's constantly using short declarative sentences. And he expresses a lot of abstract ideas that are profound. God is a spirit. In the beginning was the Word. But the unity of all of this gives us a picture, the exact picture that Jesus, or that the Lord God wanted us to have of his Son. And so there is a reason for the four Gospels. They are distinct. And like you said, they paint one harmonized picture. And it's been my joy to go through 16 months in the preparation to go through this and pull out the narrative, try and put a timeline on it, which was not important in the other four Gospels. The fact that God didn't think that was important, why should we think it's important? And the reason is there's just a lot of curiosity about it. And if we can get people introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ with the narrative of his life in the hopes that they will open up their Bible and get into the Gospels and meet the Savior, then my work is done.
And I think people have to realize that we are involved in a spiritual battle today. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that this is a recurrent theme of everything we say. You know, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is a conspiracy against God today, and you can see it manifest in so many ways. Well, why do you think they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing. We know who did it. They were people who were members of secret society that wanted to transform America from a Christian nation into a secular nation. And, of course, the next stage after you go from the secular nation will be to begin to embrace these occult beliefs, which are so prevalent today that there really is another dimension out there that you can tap into it. There's all sorts of power and certainly benefit from tapping into the other dimension. Well, of course, we're told in the scriptures, avoid this other dimension. But certainly, if people had strong Christian beliefs, they would never even consider dabbling into the occult and astrology and certainly fortune telling and trying to get into divining and be looking for mediums. But because we've turned our back on Christianity, and that, of course, goes back to our educational system, and the fact that, of course, these forces have infiltrated our seminaries, they've infiltrated our churches, many of our largest ministries, both Catholic and Protestant, have been thoroughly infiltrated. Why, I mean, do you think there's so much, you know, sexual misconduct within the Catholic religion today? Costs them billions of dollars to settle all the lawsuits. This is happening specifically to destroy the faith of the Catholic people and the religion. And the same thing is happening within the Protestant religion today. As, of course, we change the music of the Protestant church, we change the message of the Protestant church. I had some woman call me this last week, and she was saying that she took some of my tapes and newsletters and gave them to an evangelist visiting their church, and he said, oh, you shouldn't be reading this sort of thing. It'll just make you fearful. And of course, she didn't understand why this man, supposedly preaching the gospel, didn't want people to realize that there are things in the world to be fearful of. Well, there are things to be fearful of. And of course, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I am firmly convinced that you're not going to be able to survive at all in the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, what sort of response after 10 years are you getting from this? I mean, certainly, I'm sure that the story of Jesus has touched really many thousands of people's lives, hasn't it?
It has. Thousands is not an exaggeration. We get all sorts of questions, Dr. Stan. The one we love is, how do I get to know Jesus? How do I receive him as my Savior? Now, that usually comes after as many as months of emails back and forth. And I'll just share with all the people that are listening, we have, I call her the Bible Answer Woman, and we have somebody that will answer any legitimate question that you ask, and we take a personal interest in everybody that takes the time to send us an email, and we will pray for you, and our hope is that you'll be in heaven. And you're right, Dr. Stan, the answer to why are all these other things happening is because they hate God. They can't stand his rule. They fear his reign. And Jesus, who came as prophet and priest, is coming again as king. And it scares the bejeebies out of them, and they want to resist it and do everything they can to take control of this world because they want to deny God, and they want to deny his sovereign rule over this country and over this nation and over this world. And they're being allowed to do it successfully for a while, but the time will come when God is going to come back with vengeance, and Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign forever.
I think just earlier in we had the news just before we came on the air, and you've listened to it, you find out that in Iraq, the Christians have been driven out of Iraq.
That was a great war, wasn't it? It was wonderful that we had that. We could take a country with an absolute terrible person, but Christians were allowed to worship God, and now we've replaced it with what? The Christians are being driven out I mean, it's satanic.
But basically, our leaders did this. They did it intentionally. But they can't tell the American people that we hate Christianity. They've done the same thing in Egypt. They've done away, of course, with the secular government that they had under Mubarak. And now, of course, this is going to bring in the radical Islamic belief under the Muslim Brotherhood. The Christians, the Coptic Christians, who've been in Egypt for 2,000 years are going to be driven out. Who's responsible? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you bear responsibility because you're not involved in this spiritual battle, and you're not speaking out against and pointing out that our leaders are actively anti-Christian, and basically they are doing everything they can to destroy the havens for Christianity in the Near East and the Middle East, and I fear for the Christians who are there today, that where will they go? Will we welcome them here in this country? Well, if they're Muslims, we'd probably let them in. If they're Christians, why, we'll do everything we can to keep them out, and they'll be simply have no place at all where they will, their families will be safe. This is the world we live in today. There are powerful spiritual forces aligned against Christianity, and that's why this story is so important. At one time, everybody knew the story of Jesus. It was taught in our schools. It was taught in our churches. And we were a Christian nation, or as close to a Christian nation as you could possibly be. And this was the predominant faith. But that's changed. And the reason I'm so pleased that we have this website and it's featured on our website, and because you can go to it directly, is because this is a spiritual battle. Give us a call if you have a question. Well, Sydney, our guest is C.J. Lovick, and we're talking about the story of Jesus. It's a website. It's up there. And of course, they can either read it or they can simply listen to it. It's available to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Not only of a safety of a man's life, but of supernatural events that happened. And safety, if it wasn't true, then why did all the people, all the disciples, give their lives to push and to spread this story? I mean, there were thousands of people who actually saw Jesus after he had been crucified, after he had been resurrected.